It has been clear for some time that mainline Protestants have gone through a complete transformation. This religious group led by Presbyterians has become a secular humanistic faith, far more interested in same-sex marriage, abortion privileges, equality in some abstract sense, and fashionable left-wing ideologies and tropes than religious doctrines. Secularism is the new religion, and it is defended as fiercely as traditional dogma. Hence, it is not surprising that in a vote on Friday, June 20th, the Presbyterian Church voted to boycott Israel over its avowed occupation of Palestinian territory, following on the heels of other organizations embracing the BDS boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement. Al Jazeera gloated that it was a vote heard halfway around the world in Israel. Alas, it is a vote that will reinforce and energize BDS advocates around the globe who are intent on demonizing and delegitimizing the state of Israel. This action by America's eighth largest Protestant denomination represents a significant breakthrough for the well-funded and organized campaign by pro-Palestinian groups to subject Israel to a worldwide boycott of its financial institutions, industries, and universities. Never mind that the claims are fraudulent. Never mind as well that the Palestinian territory has benefited in remarkable ways because of Israeli involvement. Never mind that in Israel, Arab and Jew live and work side by side. In fact, it is the only place in the Middle East where this condition prevails. Tossing around mindless epithets like racist and apartheid state, the so-called defenders of the Palestinian position are employing insults as a tactic and dissimulations as a strategy. And a portion of the globe disproportionately found in Western universities is listening. This noxious rhetoric has gained ground because many are ignorant of Israel's policies and because anti-Semitism has remarkably gained respectability in Europe and elsewhere. As Chairman Mao once noted, a lie repeated 100 times becomes the truth. In fact, Israel is the embodiment of the open liberal state with 20% of the population Arab and with institutions that provide for individual rights and the rule of law. The West Bank of Judea and Samaria were areas conquered in war, and despite the fictional retelling of the history in this region, Arabs in 1948 were told to leave when the war unfolded. Claims to this slice of land are disputable, but not dispositive. Clearly, Israel is not perfect, but it is the only democratic, free, and open society in the Middle East. It is the only nation where Arab women can be educated and prosper. It is the only Middle East nation where economy thrives because of the ingenuity of its people. Yet, that said, the campaign against Israel continues inexorably, with the decision of the Presbyterian Church the latest and most vile example. The Bible teaches that the truth will set us free. Unfortunately, in a religion that prescribes secular liberalism as its dogma, the Bible really doesn't count. Very much.